Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday morning, afternoon, evening. I'm not sure where you are. Half the time, I'm not sure where I am. So, welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. If you are new to the show, this program is all about the mystic science of the cards, which is the card deck is an ancient calendar, and you can read about that on my page or my website. My website is starofthemagi.com, StarofTheMagi.com. My website is at this moment being completely transformed. So very excited about that. If you're not on my mailing list and you want to be, you might want to go there and sign up for the free card of the day or just general interest if that's what you want. I do send out the card of the day almost every day. I didn't send it out this morning though. But I do write it each day and send it out almost every day of the year just to share the influences and the possibilities and the possible challenges that exist. I will be taking calls a little later in the show. But, you know, something that's been on my mind a lot lately and that I want to talk about is, and mainly because it's of great interest and importance to me right now. And it's how we use language, how we think when we refer to ourselves, ourselves personally, and the language that we use in reference to how we relate to our motivation and the process of our self-awareness and our abilities to manifest or not what we want in our lives. And, you know, when I really listen to and understand the vibratory resonance that belongs to me or someone else and how that changes and fluctuates with my thinking, my emotions, in a conversation relative to somebody else. And I can see how, and we're all aware of this, either extremely aware of it, slightly aware of it, or subconsciously aware of it, but we're all aware of it. You know, you can see how the vibrational dance is constantly changing, moving back and forth with cause and effect. 99% of communication is subconscious anyway. And numbers, which we all are resonating with in our own individual ways, are powerful entities. Numeric vibrations have their own language. And in addition to that language, of that manifests through vibration or as vibration, the language, the words we use to communicate with ourselves and others also either resonates or not with our nature, our personal nature. And that's one of the things I love about this mystic science is that it reveals our personal nature and the resonances that we vibrate with and at the frequencies we vibrate at. And, you know, and that's why, you know, when we meet people, you know, we feel a certain way with somebody and another way with somebody else. And it changes the way we feel in ourselves. This is why I wrote my second book, Love and Destiny, is because, you know, I became very aware of the fact that when two people come together, there is a third entity that's created. And that third entity we refer to as a relationship. Now, we're relating, you know, it doesn't have to be a love relationship or a work relationship or a family, but it doesn't have to be any of that. When we interact with another person, we are relating, so we're in relationship with them. And there's a lot of misunderstanding that happens in relationships because on the subconscious level, due to all the personal experiences we've had through time, we have reactions to each other's vibrations when we're interacting. And the more we become aware of this and can become the observer of this, the greater possibility we have of more self-awareness. You know, I don't have any fantasies that we're all going to become extremely enlightened on this planet. Sorry. But, you know, so what is so blatantly obvious to me is if we use language that resonates with who we are, if we use our thoughts and our thinking, the language of our thoughts, use words that resonate with who we are, then we have a greater possibility of affecting change within ourselves and in our life around us and in our relationships by understanding. I'm actually writing a book about this right now. And to me, this is very profound. And I know that whatever it is that I'm, you know, excited about is something that I need and want to learn more deeply. So I'm not blind to that. And one of the things that, you know, I was, and I may have talked about this on a previous show, I don't know, but, you know, I was recently working with someone who was a Five of Diamonds, and he kept talking about how hard it was to structure his life. And I was sitting there listening to him, and every time he said the word structure, there it was like somebody was, you know, it was like the inside of my head became a pinball machine or something. It just got chaotic, and I said, I don't think that word or that concept is going to work for you because you're a five. You're a Five of Diamonds. This is not a card of structure. It's the furthest thing from structure. If you were a Four of Diamonds, this word would work perfectly for you. But the reason you're not able to create structure in your life is because your nature doesn't know what that means. So you need to find a new way, a new path, a new language for yourself that will actually create what it is you want to happen. I mean, it'll still be the structure you're looking for, but you cannot call it structure. You cannot conceptualize it that way or it won't work. So then what happens is you look, I look, at the life path. I know a lot of people listening to this program are my students, so look at the life path. You know, how does the Five of Diamonds think? The Queen of Spades is the card of self-mastery in the life path. It is the Mercury card and the card of self-mastery in the life path of the Five of Spades. So I said, is it that you want to become more masterful with yourself? And he said, absolutely. And I said, well, what if you use that thinking and that language? And then you know, the structure will just find its way into being. And it was like, you know, the top of his head opened up and this bright fountain of light went shooting out into the universe. I mean, it was like, oh my God. So understanding this for ourselves is very important. This is why I teach this system. Because even if you didn't want to use it professionally, to understand it for yourself and everyone else, this system reveals our personal paths of self-mastery. And I don't know what better way we could use our time in these bodies and on this planet other than, you know, striving toward becoming masterful with our own mind and our own emotions, in our own vibration and what we're emitting. Because I truly believe when we totally align with who we really are, that the emanation of that energy not only gives permission for other people to step into that place of personal power, but also causes ripples of shifting vibrations that move throughout the planet. You know, there are certain areas on this planet, like the Middle East, where there's been violence forever. And, you know, astrologically, I think there's the ascendant on that part of the planet is Aries, at least according to one astrologer I read once. And, you know, Aries is the god of war, and they may fight until there's no one there left to fight. That just may be what happens there. But where each one of us are, we have the power to affect ourselves and our lives and the outcomes and the energy that surrounds us. And it's a moment by moment choice and decision that we make. There's nothing that can be set in stone in the realm of frequency, in the realm of vibration. And, you know, that's what we really are. So, having said that, I'm going to start taking calls. Let me give you numbers. I will do little mini readings for you. The toll-free number to call in is 888-627-6008. Line 1-530-327-7602. Line 2-530-413-4522. Line 3-530-413-5011. The 800 number what? Hunts. Oh, so I only need to give you the 800 number. I'll give it to you again. Where did it go? It was just here. Oh, thank you, Don. 888-627-6008. That's for U.S. and Canada. And if you want to Skype in, it's BBS Radio. Okay, so I do have a caller. And where did she go? Anne, who is in New Jersey and is the queen of spades. Woohoo! Anne, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Yes, I am a queen of spades.
Yes, you are a rare and wondrous creature, darling. There's only one Queen of Spades birthday.
I know, and I feel sometimes burdened with that.
Yes, it's a heavy crown to wear.
Yeah.
But you, my darling, have the power to manifest whatever you choose to. And so, you know, the danger with the queen is that she thinks she's supposed to take care of everybody else. Have you ever had that experience?
Yes, 3 times. My family, especially, and I'm not married, and I don't have children, but with my siblings and my mom. But my mom passed away, and my dad, I really didn't have that much interaction with. So, yes, I would say with my immediate family, it's been that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see my family that much, and so my question was, I'm looking to possibly, well, I am looking to go check out Hawaii and look and see if, you know, opportunity for me there is where I can thrive and help and serve there. Yeah.
You say that again, please. You have, there's an echo in the phone.
Okay, I had no idea. I'm sorry. I was wanting to ask you about moving to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
You know, and checking out what it would be, because I read some things about what you talked about in Hawaii, about Hawaii. I think you've lived there, right?
I lived in Kauai for 10 years.
Yeah, and I was looking, I have some friends there, and I'm looking to check it out. You know, I'm going to be going out there in the month of July, or June, actually, the end of June, this month.
Uh-huh. And are you 50 years old right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I just like to double check my math. I forgot I did that. Okay. So, well, you know, I do relocation readings for people. So I'm not going to tell you if Hawaii is good or not for you, because I actually look at people's astrocartography and then align it with the cards. And, you know, because each one of those islands is a different vibration. It's like Kauai is the 4 of clubs, Maui is the 5 of clubs, Oahu is the 6 of clubs, Hawaii, the big island, is the queen of clubs, the state is the queen of clubs, and then the smaller islands are jacks. It's very, very interesting. I mean, I used to write, I used to have a column in Zento magazine there, and I wrote about all the islands in the cards, and it's really fascinating. So, you know, and then there's your astrocartography. But so, you know, you'll have a feeling you are sitting in the Ace of Diamonds house this year, age 50, and the 4 of Spades is sitting in your house. So you want to build some sort of new life and new structure for yourself, it looks like. And you're really tapping into the vision that you have for your future right now. And that's what needs to be important for you. It's very important that you engage in meditation so that the crown that you're wearing, rather than feeling like a burden, feels like, you know, the mothership or something, that you can just really access what it is that you want for yourself. You know, the weight of that crown is the feeling of responsibility. The spade suit can feel very heavy. And your card, in my perception, is the most powerful card in the deck, even more powerful than the King of Spades. And a lot of jaws are dropping right now, and that's okay. So, you know, this is the card that embodies the power of self-mastery. And within you, you have the ability to really connect. I mean, it's a matter of doing that. You need to get in touch with your passion. When you get in touch with your passion and what your heart's true desire is, your crown will turn into the mothership, and it will carry you to places no one has ever gone before. You know, it's like you just have to. Your soul card is behind you right now, pushing you off the edge of your past. Literally.
Well, that totally feels that way, and I just wanted to say that I am, you know, cleaning and, you know, clearing out everything in my physical world, so I'm in the process of moving, and I'm going out to Sedona to meet a friend, and then we're going to go over to Hawaii, and I did have my astrological chart done, and it did say that I would do really well in Hawaii.
Listen, if the islands are calling you, go, because they choose you. Trust me. You know, they choose you, and you have to be really sensitive to that relationship. It's a very, very magical place.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I have been there twice, but years ago, so...
You know what? You need to polish your crown before you take this trip. And what I mean by that is you really need to get in touch with what your heart really desires and then live in that feeling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that your lightness of being just emerges and washes away everything else.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate that. And yes, I am polishing.
Look, this year is about
polishing.
This year is about you becoming who you really are. So enjoy that.
Okay. Thank you. I am enjoying
throw it. A kiss to the night sky for me in Hawaii, please. What island are you going to?
I was going to go to Oahu, Maui, and Kauai.
Oh. Two of my favorite islands.
That's what
islands,
I'm planning to do. I am planning those three islands, but you never know. When I get there, I might jump over to the big island. You know, the permaculture design, there's a permaculture design course that's going on the end of the month with David Wolf and the big island, and I would love to go to that event, but I'm not ready to invest $2,000 at this time.
Well, there's a, you know, they have a permaculture course at the university, and there's a permaculture farm that belongs to the university on Kauai. So don't do anything that doesn't feel right. Just go. Let the island speak to you. Your whole life could change.
That's what I plan on doing, just to see what comes up and be open and have an open heart and mind and just see what happens. You know, like go, and I'm going to camp on the beach, actually, in Kauai, because I know it's free to camp there.
Okay, well, just make sure that it's safe right now to do that, because there was a time when it wasn't. So talk to local people, you know, people that live there first. Okay, good luck to you.
All right, thanks, Sharon. I appreciate your time. I really do. Thank you so much.
Yes, aloha.
Okay. Aloha.
So somebody just emailed me and asked, yes, I do personal readings. I'm going to have all this stuff up on my site once my new site gets up, which hopefully will be in the next week or so. Hopefully in the next week. And I'm also going to start offering half-hour readings instead of just hourly and more. So if you're not on my mailing list, you might want to get on there. If you want to get the card of the day, I also have a Facebook page. It's Cards of Destiny. It's Cards of Destiny Facebook page. I post the card of the day up on there too. And then I have another Facebook page, which I tend to forget about a lot. And I'm going to try to be better about that. It's Love and Destiny on Facebook, and, you know, it's the relationship realm. I should probably just combine them so I don't forget about one. So the line is open if anybody wants to call in. Steve, Marcus, if you're out there and you want to call in, talk to me. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008 for the United States and Canada. What I was talking about earlier, the vibrational, you can learn to hear the different vibrations of a person's birth card in their voice. The hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades have distinct sounds to them. They have their own resonance. And a lot of times, if you just listen to someone's voice, if you're studying this system, you can hear what card their birth card is. And if they're excited, then you're going to hear their spirit card. And if they're serious about, you know, engaging in something external, oftentimes you hear their planetary ruling card vibration. So there's no end to the detail of information that can be gained by this knowing and understanding this oracle. The four suits represent the four aspects of the human experience. Emotion, you know, the emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual realms are the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades. This really is a secret, ancient book of wisdom, this card deck. And I am excited to tell you I have a greeting card line. Now, this is my little three of clubs coming out with excitement. Yee! That my greeting card line has gone into two hotel shops in Las Vegas, one at Paris, Las Vegas, and Bali's, which is, the store is called The Strip. And the other is at the Rio. I don't even know what the name of the store is. And they're going into another one soon. And I am going to be in Las Vegas. So if any of you are in Las Vegas or you're going to be in Las Vegas 4th of July weekend, I'm going to be there doing book signings and readings on the 4th and 5th of July. And I will probably stay in town for several days. I'm going to be doing readings, and I'm thinking about doing a workshop there. I'm not sure yet. Maybe an introductory workshop or something. Or a workshop on relationships, or both. Don't know yet, but I need to make up my mind soon and look at that. But if you live in Las Vegas or you're going to be in Las Vegas, come and see me. It'll be posted on my website. And I'll do another radio show because I'm doing my show bi-weekly. So I'll be doing another show before then. Who knows? I may be doing a show from Las Vegas. I have to look at the calendar. Okay, Marcus. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Sharon. How are you?
I'm fabulous, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, too. Thank you.
Are you enjoying? Go ahead.
Oh, I had a question, but go ahead.
No, it's okay. Ask away.
Well, I thought this was a very good general question because I'm thinking it myself as well. And the question is, what makes you as a teacher and your approach to this oracle different from some of the other teachers out there? I know that some of the other teachers say that they can't work with the Joker person who's born on December 31st, and you're doing it in a time-tested way without software, which I think has its advantages. Can you expound on that?
You think software has advantages?
No, doing it in the way that isn't software has its advantages, and would you expand on that for us, for me?
I will do my best. Okay.
Okay, great.
I have an echo. Not sure what's causing this echo. Well, first of all, I don't think the system should be computerized. And, you know, I don't even want to get into how I feel about that because I'll just be ranting for the next 10 minutes. But the reason I feel that way is because the information that the computer programs come from is, it's not static information. It's not binary information. It's dynamic. And so, you know, that's why I teach my students how to read these solar spreads. There are 91 solar spreads or quadrates, you know, that bring forth all this information. And when you're looking at those spreads, if you, once you are comfortable with where you are in your relationship, because as you know, Marcus, to me it's all about stepping into a relationship with these cards and right. realizing that each one of them is an entity unto itself that carries, you know, wisdom and very specific vibratory frequencies. And so, you know, like I was doing a reading for someone yesterday on the phone, and I was looking at, you know, I looked at all her different cycles, and then all the prominent cards started just like, it was almost like they were leaping off the page, doing this dance in front of me to define what influences were really working with her to give her a specific direction. And, you know, when you realize that things are never as they seem, as, you know, they're not what they seem. And you can, when you tune in to the deeper energies of the system, like the Joker, for instance, why would the Joker not have a life path? He has a day in the calendar. It doesn't make any sense to me that he wouldn't have a life path. And I think, you know, there are other people that realize that he has a life path. I don't know. I mean, I know there are people that say you can't read for the Joker. I disagree. And you know, I have students that are Jokers, and they are able to read their life paths because they really embody the Ace of Hearts and the King of Spades. And it's not solely according to the time they're born, even though they're going to lean maybe more in one direction or the other if they're born before or after, you know, noon. But it is that the Joker is Alpha and Omega, and he is the bridge between the past and the future. And it, you know, those last 5 days, I mean, the last few days of December and the first few days of January, well, there's 5 days, the last 3 days of December and the first 2 days of January are some of the most powerful days in the entire year. And most of us during that time are just, you know, hanging out, doing family, watching football or whatever, you know. And these cards only showed their faces one time a year, and it's during that time. And I always alert people to that, you know, in December. They're coming, you know, because it can be a time when there are significant changes that take place, and we can use that energy. I mean, those cards show up at other times in the background of other cards on specific days of the year. So I don't know if I'm actually answering your question or talking about what it is you wanted me to talk about, am I?
Yeah, you are, and I think that this is another thing that sets you apart, and the way you approach the oracle from some of the other teachers out there. And I just wanted to point that out.
Is what?
That you're actually having a relationship with the cards in the quadrates as you read them. You're doing it all by hand, the old-fashioned, time-tested way. I think that makes a difference.
You know, in that respect, maybe I'm very old-fashioned because whatever I have an interest in, I always want to go to the source.
Well, that purity sets you apart from some of the other teachers, and I'm wondering if the other approaches might be mistaken or misguided on some levels, but you seem like you're operating with full deck.
No pun intended. Well, Marcus,
well,
maybe you're prejudiced, but because you're my student, but, you know, and I know you've studied other from other people or looked at other people's teachings. And
yeah,
I
have.
I don't know. I don't want to criticize what anyone else is doing. I don't
right.
want to do that. You know, it's like I have my own relationship with this oracle, and you know, it came about through the greatest possible sacrifice I could ever have in my life. And it was a huge initiation for me. And so, you know, I'm just doing what has been given to me to do. It's not just my destiny. And I can't do it any other way than I can do it. And maybe that's true for other people too. I mean, I'm the King of Diamonds. So, you know, some people say the one-eyed king can only see things from one perspective, but I also think that other eye that isn't showing could possibly be looking into places unseen.
Exactly. And I'm so glad you're playing with full deck.
Well, thank you. That's very cute. I like that. I hope I'm playing with a full deck. Sometimes I wonder. But I don't question the work I'm doing with the oracle. I do, however, sometimes question myself and my deck. But that's the fun
well,
of
you're
life.
You're human.
I know.
Right. Thank you so much for addressing my question, Sharon.
Well,
do you have anything you want to ask me?
Yes, I do. I want to ask you what it is you love about the oracle. And
oh,
how
wow.
The oracle serves you in your life.
Well, I'm a professional counselor, and I work with people that I don't know initially, and it's really important that we get to the deepest level as quick as possible. So when I can consult the cards of the Magi, I can have a really good awareness initially what language to speak to the person. If I know that they're a heart person, I'll probably touch them a lot sooner, and if they're a clubs person, I will probably spend more time fielding questions and addressing what process I take them through so that they feel comfortable and trust me for effective sessions with them.
Uh-huh.
And that's just one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And on the personal level? Because you deal a lot with relationships, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a six of diamonds. So, personally, it's helping me understand some of my own blind spots and areas that I take for granted and really see them powerfully.
Oh, I love that you said that. No, because it's true. Yes,
Of the six of diamonds or human beings?
Human beings and the oracle. It can really show us our blind spots.
Yes. Well, I know I have a tendency to procrastinate as a six, so I'm dealing with that more powerfully now.
Uh-huh. You know, the six is such a fabulous energy. They all are. Because if you, for everyone who's listening, you know, I mean, this is all for everyone who's listening. But, you know, if you look at the number six and how you write a six, it turns into itself. And this is such an important thing to acknowledge for that energy because it pulls us in so that we, because six is all about balance and harmony. And it's very easy to be pulled or thrown out of balance or step out of balance just living in this modern life we live in. You know, we're zooming around in things and have computerized things. We're being bombarded all the time by this wave and that wave. And oh my God, it's crazy, you know. And we'll be robots before we know it. And so, you know, the six says, you know, get into your belly, go deep inside and rest into that place until your rhythm takes you over. It's like the still point, you know. People that do zero balancing or cranial sacral work, you find, you know, you bring that cranial sacral system back to a still point. And the way you do it is by stopping the rhythm that it's in till it goes to zero, and then the natural rhythm begins again. And that is exactly what the six energy is like. But if we don't consciously turn in when we feel that feeling that feels like procrastination or lethargy or whatever, and we think, oh God, you know, it's like if we just take the time to just dive inside and let ourselves sink into that place of zero, and then our natural rhythm will lift us right out of that and move us back into action. That's what that six is all about.
Good to know.
You know how I first related to that was when I lived in Kauai, and Kauai is calling me big time right now this week. But I'm thinking about going there to do some workshops this fall. But I used to sit on the beach every night at sunset and watch the surfers. And, you know, a lot of times they have to really paddle out to where they're going to catch the waves. And they'll sit in their trucks first and watch for a long time to see how the waves are. And then they'll get in and they're good and they'll go out there. And they will wait until they're sure they're going to have a nice wave to ride, because it's a long way to paddle back out there. And that's not just their only motivation. They want a nice ride. But they just sit there, and the wave is the same shape as the six. And so I used to watch the surfers, and I would feel that energy of what that's like to just be still and feel the rhythm, because that's what they're doing. They're feeling those sets as they're coming in. And when they feel the resonance that's going to produce a wave for them to ride, they go. They paddle their asses off, and they catch that wave. And life is exactly the same way. The ocean is taking up 80% of this planet. It is a great teacher to us. I hope we don't kill it. But, you know, it's. I think it's more powerful than human beings, and it might just take us out if we're not careful. But, you know, it's that rhythm. That when we get in touch with that in our own self, our personal rhythm, our natural rhythm, the six, every one of the numbers, every one of the cards has something specific to teach us. And what the sixes teach us is to fold into ourselves and allow ourselves to reach the point where we're then lifted into motivation from our natural rhythm. And when we learn to do that, we move through life with greater harmony and balance, because that's what they teach us. So I appreciate you inspiring that conversation.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. So you were with me in San Miguel de Allende, and we had a beautiful class there. It was very deep, Very, very deep.
It was great. Thank you. I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to more.
I know you are. I got your email. Set it up. I'll come up there.
Okay. We'll talk. Yeah, that's a good thing for you to put out. Put out on the airwaves. But you're willing to teach a class if somebody creates the structure for you. I'm not afraid of the word structure, by the way.
No,
it
you're
works
not.
For me.
Yes, it does. Your Mercury card is the four of spades.
Oh, right, right. Just for you.
Our Mercury card is a card we look through life at. It's like we got the goggles we have on. You know, it's our conscious mind and, you know, how we process. So, you know, structure is... structure is your friend.
Thank you. I really hadn't put that together until this moment. So that's worth the price of admission here. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I should let you get back to the other people.
Okay. Lots of love to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yes, Marcus. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Deborah from Kentucky. Are you there, Deborah?
I are here.
You are here.
This is only the second time that I have heard your program. I called in 2 weeks ago, and that was absolutely wonderful. I've been hungry, just excited for today, and I was just blown away a little while ago when you shared that as you learn what the Oracle system is, that you can become sensitive to picking up invaluable information with the voice. That intrigues me tremendously. I'm sight impaired. And I hope that there will be a way for me to learn this coming from like whatever sounds like the workshop that you do is very, very intensive, like days and days. And I don't know if I'd be able to fit in with how you do things and get a maximum benefit out of it. But we'll talk about that sometime in the future. But if you wouldn't mind, in addition to what I've just said in any way that you might want to respond, I would so appreciate if you could pick up a little bit on me in terms of where I'm at in my journey to self-mastery, because I have committed my life to this for about 20 years.
What is your present age?
I'll be 60 in July.
Okay, so you're in Neptune right now. I want to respond to the other thing first. I don't do all my courses like the 7-day training I just did. That was for a small group of people who have gone through other training for me. Are you able to, do you use the computer? Are you able to?
I've been away from it for quite some while, but the answer is yes. Once I get back reestablish with that, I can do it. I just haven't. It is going to be like starting all over again, and I have been putting that off.
Uh-huh. Because I do a lot of online classes, Deborah, and they're usually only, you know, at an hour to an hour and a half long, you know, each session of the course that I do. So I don't know
so
if that's...
Like kind of webinar, like?
Yeah. And so I have a classroom that I use online, and I put the charts up on the screen and I draw on them while I'm talking, and you're able to record that video so that you can replay it also. So, you know, if that's something that would work for you, because not, you know, this was the first 7-day training, actually, that I've done. And, you know, it was good.
Well, thank you. In the future, we'll talk a little bit more and determine whether I would be able to get enough out of attending class by listening without being able to see the charts and things of that nature.
Oh, that's what I was asking you. So you wouldn't be able to see. Yeah, we have to figure that out. Now, did you say you're 60 now or you're going to be 60?
In July, July 8th.
Okay, so you're actually 59 right now, and you're in your Neptune cycle, and you are the 7 of Diamonds. And it's interesting, the question that you're asking, because the card that's governing the cycle that you're in right now is the Queen of Spades, who we started this conversation out with today on the radio, and that is the card of self-mastery. So, you know, this is a really wonderful time for you to be tuning into your, like I told her, your passion and your heart's desire. And really, I mean, both the readings or the information I was just giving prior to your call really apply to you, is really turning within yourself and feeling the essence of your being and allowing that to speak to you, because, you know, you've been in a double Saturn position this year. You're what we call a semi-fixed card, and you go back and forth between two positions. You're either bathing in Venus and all that love and yummy energy, or you're being, you know, held tight by Saturn. Which can
tell me a little bit about that. I'm pretty difficult on myself. And
yeah.
I think Saturn is kind of pissy, isn't it?
Well, Saturn, that could be a one word that we could use for Saturn from time to time. I mean, Saturn is the authoritarian father, you know, the authoritative figure, the disciplinarian. And your birth card and your soul and spirit card, they switch places back and forth between, you know, that loving, beautiful, feminine energy of Venus and that hardcore, you know, disciplinarian Saturn. And you've just spent a whole year since your last birthday in Saturn. You are going to be moving back into Venus on your birthday. So
that's
I
wonderful.
Suggest... while you're in this Neptune cycle, you're Cancer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So your planetary ruling card is the King of Diamonds. And, you know, the energy for you right now, I would suggest that you surround yourself with loving, supportive people. You allow yourself to be as social as you're comfortable being. If you are invited to events, say yes. And that you spend time in meditation, because you're moving back up into Venus on your birthday and you've got the Ten of Diamonds behind you. And there's a tremendous amount of great good fortune coming. And I do see the Oracle right in front of you, the Ace of Spades and the Ace of Clubs. So you are going to have the desire to learn something new. And, you know, maybe there's a way, you know, I can help you figure out how to do that. You could contact me personally and we can talk about that. But I suggest you do that after your birthday.
Okay, dear.
Okay? All right?
Thank you very much. I love your laugh.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart, for calling. I have to get off the air now and just contact me after your birthday and we'll talk, okay?
Thank you so much.
Steve, I see you're in the queue and I can't talk to you. I have to go now, people. Thank you all for being here and listening. And I'll be back in 2 weeks. If you can always contact me by email if you want to. I know there are some of you that are signed up for the call-in readings after the show. That will begin at 2:30 or in 30 minutes. So go ahead and call in. And if you don't get me, leave a message. I'll call you right back in 15 to 30 minutes. Okay, everybody, lots of love. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you soon.